Unintentionally finding ourselves last on our list, we had had enough. We decided no more countless sacrifices, no more getting lost in the busy.
So now we grab our keys and go. Hi, I'm Mel.
And I'm Nat.
And we have created this podcast because we believe it's time for women to take action.
In here, we will lean into the funny side while we get curious about the possibilities of moving from mess to yes.
Like a cozy couch conversation or a chat at the kitchen table with your girlfriends, we are in this together as we sidestep the clutter and give ourselves permission to move back up to the top of our list.
So grab your keys and let's go. Hey Mel.
Hey Nat.
I think we recorded our podcast. Well, we didn't record our podcast before we got onto this podcast today. And we're like, we better get started because we're really into this conversation. We need to start recording.
Yes, that's it. We have a warm-up conversation and it was such a good conversation that it could have been a podcast. Yeah.
Exactly. So we're like, let's get into it. So let's start with our grab your keys and go. Yay. How did you go this week? What did you choose for yourself this week?
Oh, yeah, I had another good week of grab your keys and goes, but the one I think I'll speak on is it was something just for myself and it was a beautiful switch over from our Monday circle. So it was still that same time slot. So my family knows that that is something I do for myself on the Monday. So it was easy to get out because it was already sort of in the family diary each week.
Yes.
But I got to go and we got to go to witness a friend her magic. She created this incredible Kundalini dance space. Like dance freedom, like this beautiful space. It was like a mixture of like women's circle, intuitive movement, music, meditate. It was just all the juicy stuff.
Yep.
But what was really, really beautiful about it was that it was one of our dear friends that we have watched her journey evolve and to actually witness her doing the thing that she's been leading up to for so long. It was one of those heart-filled sort of teary moments. Because it was a beautiful experience. Like I just had the best time, but there was a double layer to it. So I came home just feeling so just energized. And the fact that I've just surrounded myself, noticed that I've surrounded myself with just incredible women felt so good.
Yeah. It was a really cool night. Yeah. And it I just love it when people – Yeah. You know how you get a little bit nervous when you're first bringing out something that's really important to you, but then you just drop in, like just let yourself like be you. Oh, when that happened, it was like, it just goes next level.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful mirror and reflection when you see friends doing that.
Yeah.
We've all got some magic.
What a cool moment.
Yeah. It was so cool. What about you?
Oh, well, I was sick last week. I'm nearly there actually. So it's taking me, like nearly a bit over a week, I suppose. And what I did, what I used my gaps for, I suppose, during the last week was knowing that I had, you know, lots of different things happening, like our terms just started again. We've got some new things in there. We've got a new timetable for our life. We've got we're hosting a student at the moment.
That's fun.
So we're getting ready for her last week. You know, so there's always lots of really cool things happening in the world. But I still had to feel like support my own healing, right? Because this is still, this is a grab your keys and go moment, right?
Yeah.
We need to know when and how to look after ourselves, even in all of that craziness, which we'll talk a little bit more about the craziness as we get into our podcast today. But I had to, find those moments. So it was like, you know, going to bed early or how I was orchestrating, you know, bedtime and getting other people on board for that because I really needed to get in early. You know, maybe sleeping in a little bit, perhaps finding some times for some naps or even laying down, you know, like just laying down with nothing else happening around me.
So good.
Things like just, prioritizing sleep.
Yeah.
Huge thing for healing, obviously, of your body.
Yeah.
Like the best thing.
Yeah.
And just Then, yeah, and saying no, which we're going to go into a little bit now as well. So there was things that I had that I got to say no to.
Yeah,
because absolutely. I knew that that was actually just pushing it a little bit too far.
Yeah,
and going to and doing the grab your keys and go to the Cairo as well.
Yeah. No, that is just, it's so incredible to be reminded of the fact that you always need to be listening into your body. And it sounds like you did that beautifully many times over throughout that week, because
and I made it through.
Well, there's lots of things that pull us because they actually feel like good things to say yes to. You know, there's lots of experiences and opportunities that come up in a week that you would love to say yes to, but how beautiful that you were able to listen to your body first and be able to honor that.
And I think that's why, I think that's why I like to also, you know, sprinkle things throughout the week rather than I've never, and I'm not saying it's not okay to be a last minute person, certainly is.
Yeah.
But I think that's why I've learnt to sprinkle things across the week so that then they don't become that big, like if something does happen or comes into your world, although you get dealt a wild card, that it doesn't, the pressure's not there. So I'd already started looking after our space and getting it ready the weekend before, which meant that when I got sick during the week, there wasn't so many things to do.
you pre-planned the sickness.
But that's why I'm thinking I don't mind sprinkling the jobs, you know, over time rather than kind of like, oh, well, I've got until Thursday, I'll just leave it till then.
Yeah.
I've learned too much like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And I'm just like, I've learned too much for myself that that doesn't work. Yeah, that doesn't work. I don't like cramming things in. So, I just like to do the sprinkle instead.
That's great. I've changed. I used to be the cram it all in. I was the uni student who literally had the assignment and it was like a cram the night in before because I just couldn't find the motivation before it. But now I do the sprinkle and little bits at a time and it feels a lot more aligned with my age and energy levels.
We're getting old, aren't we, Mel?
Yeah, exactly.
So what are we chatting about today? Well, we're chatting about the 9 to 3, and that can mean so many different things to so many different people, right? So we're just gonna bring up a few different things that it means for us, and you might see some of this, you know, in your world and around the place. And the reason we're talking about the 9 to 3 is because for most women, I think I can say that.
For most mums,
there's this life that happens between 9 and 3, and there's a life that happens outside 9 and 3. And, you know, and women, whether they're in part-time jobs or whether they're in their full-time job or whether they're working from home like us, you know, owning their own businesses, working online, it seems to be there's just this whole other life in 9 to 3. And we wanted to have a chat about our commitment to ourselves within our 9 to 3 space.
Did you want to
start us off?
It's just really interesting because it's come up a lot in our personal conversations, and I suppose another thing we want to touch on today is the outside expectation for a 9 to 3 as well, and how sometimes it feels like, you know, either it's like money earning capacity or the amount of things we fit in, it seems like it's almost expected that we can get the same amount done, you know, within a 9 to 5, like undistracted hours, like 8 undistracted hours. Whereas this 9 to 3, if we're not protective over and intentional over the 9 to 3, it can be not 6 hours or not 7 hours. It can be quite distracted. It can be taken over quite quickly.
Yes.
So this is what we're going to be talking about, because even though it's 9 to 3, it's not like we're going off and having nothing else to juggle in that time. It's like there's 9 to 3 where we possibly might not have the kids around, but then there's all these other things that creep in to that slot if we're not protective. So
it's the compass for me sometimes. It's the compass pings. I don't know if your school goes through compass, but it's the compass pings throughout the day going, I haven't done that yet. And then it's a, yep. and then it's a, like a phone call to my husband. And then it's like, because that one might yep. be his, and just checking that he's got that one. Or it might be the compass one that comes through. I'm like, oh, and then you know that if you sometimes don't do it in that moment, it becomes yep. something that gets lost. And then your kid doesn't get to go to yep. that thing because you haven't signed like, the thing. There's a real
life admin. Yeah.
Yeah. Life admin. We get that pressure that sometimes really around in. Needing to do things straight away as well.
Yeah. So like mine
could
was
be
big.
A conversation.
Like, mm. Yeah. Well, mine was big as mm. well, like in the life admin mm. space, because we're trying to sell our car. And so all like mm. we're in this process of organizing this paperwork after paperwork, phone call after phone call from all these different spaces yeah. and places. But it's like I couldn't just leave it because I needed to get it done. And then they operate in office hours. So then you have to take the call in office hours. But then what's happening is my time was just getting smaller and smaller and yeah. smaller. And then yeah. another thing that filled my time yesterday that I noticed mm-hmm. is I've been talking about my yoga and I missed out on the 6 a.m. class, which is just brilliant because it's out of the 9 till 3. So I can get my exercise done before my little go time, my 9 till 3 yeah. slot. But I couldn't get into that class. So then obviously I can't do the 8 o'clock because I've got kids. I can't do 9 o'clock because I've just dropped the kids off, can't get there in yeah. time. So it was a 9:30. So by the time mm-hmm. I got home, it was 11 o'clock. Half yeah. the day's gone. Yeah. So I'm like, the thing I usually fit into a really nice, neat gap, I tried to fit yeah. in because I thought I needed it. But then I actually felt, you know, mm. quite overwhelmed because it took 3 of my productive hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a really good one. So because what you're saying in there, and I know we started talking about before we jumped in, was this like still doing the check-in, isn't it? Like we still need to do yeah. the check-in. Is this the best use of this space right now? Yes, it's a grab your keys and go moment. And yes, I love this. And yes, it's yes. nourishing for me. Is this the right yeah. time for it?
Yeah. Right space to sort
yeah, does it
into.
Work here? Or did I just miss it yeah. this morning? And that's, you know, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm definitely, you know, so, I'm back in again. I'm back in again to the next slot.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what learning yeah, I got really from that. I'm like, I didn't it? Like the feel mm, of that getting home at 11 and then be like, mm-hmm. I've only got the 3 hours. Then I got taken up with car paperwork. So I'm just like, my whole day just yeah. disappeared. And it was like, it felt almost out of my control. So, and we've got a lot yes. of things to do in our 9 to 3. So,
yeah. And I bet people really feel, I honestly bet people really feel like that who are listening in. I really feel like that they would notice yeah. that like 6 hours when you first start at 9 feels great, feels expansive, yeah. feels like, wow, this is so cool. Yeah. Like this is all me, like let's get into it. Yeah. And then like you said, really quickly, if we're not checking in and we're not yeah. just going, is this a yes or is this a no right now, depending yeah. on you know, what we've made a commitment to. And actually yeah. just on that, we started having a conversation about how often our commitments, the things that we commit to, we are sometimes waiting for, you know, pain. We are sometimes waiting for like how painful is it not to do that we actually yeah. now have to do that. Even that was an yeah. interesting conversation. And often the people out there who yeah. might be doing some of their own, you know, their own business, like their business from home as we are, because yeah. that's kind of where that conversation came up a little bit, was that we, yeah, just having that like, you know, how much pain do we want to wait for to get into these beautiful spaces that we love yeah. so much? It's like, yes. what if we just actually chose it instead? What if we actually set the intention and went, this is what we want. How do we commit yeah. to this? How do we make this work? Just like your yoga, you know, like just like finding that extra amount of time yeah. in your week. Like you didn't want to wait for that to be so painful that, oh, okay, now yeah. I get to do something for myself. It's like, let's not wait that long.
Yeah, well, I actually didn't think it was physically possible for my body to get up at 5:30 in the morning. But, like, I was doing it for a morning routine, but getting up more at about 6:30 to have yeah, that half an hour yeah. before the kids woke up. Yeah. But what I'm finding is it's like the best. Like, it feels so good waking up earlier, getting something for yourself done nice and early. It's actually yeah. been such a gift.
Yeah.
So it's funny how sometimes we're resistant to things that we kind of know are good for us. And then when we do it, we're like, why didn't I do this sooner?
But that's because we're still waiting for the pain, like it to be so painful. Yeah. Anyway, back to our and that's part of our 9 to 3, right? Yeah, is that we want to get up and support.
I got things we done before to protect the 9 to 3. Yeah.
Exactly. We still found it. I mean, it was funny yesterday. I am a little bit behind. I'm on washing obviously we've spoken about fair play, and I'm on washing, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, with all of these things that have been happening, all the other things in our life, it's like, that's getting a bit behind. So I put it on in the morning before I started work.
Yeah.
And then I hung it up at, I think it was 8:30 at night.
Did it seem? I can't do that. I smell the wet smell. I can't do it.
That's a really good. Yeah. Well, sometimes we got to rewash, but it's one of those things again. Like that, I could let that. You know, I could let that interrupt. Like I could let that interrupt my the day that I was having.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? The washing isn't in my 9 to 3. Like I'm very clear about that. Yes. It is not in that space.
This is so that was like a bit of bad luck. This is a good conversation because I think many of us have that underlying message or expectation that if you're the one that's home, well, can't you just get the washing and the dishes done while you're at home? But it's like, no, but I'm working, or I've got something I am doing in that time. But it's like an assumption that, well, if you're home, like get the stuff done that's in the house. And I feel that's like that could be more of our own story in our own head because we like to be organized. I know for me that is. Yeah. But I know for a lot of other friends and couples, it's almost like the partner might just think, well, if you're home, like the washing can be done because you're there, like next to the washing. But it's like, no, that will eat into my time.
And what value are we? I guess because remember that people only value us the way that we value ourselves. So what value are we putting on ourselves when we say yes to those things, or when we are okay with that? Yeah. You know, when we're saying, yeah, cool, we'll do the washing, or yeah, I'll get the dishes done, or I'll squeeze that into those things. Like, what are we actually saying to ourselves when we do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and like, then I'm very clear on that. Like, my husband's the dishes, so I'm not doing that during the daytime.
Yeah, that's good self-control. Yeah. I see dishes and I just feel like I need to do them. But you're very good like that.
I'm like, if I see
clutter, I have to get on. Work in progress.
It's that work in progress, and it's the commitment that I've made to myself, and it's the priority that I see, like, because I'm doing the check-in all the time. It's like, well, what is the thing that I've said to myself that I was going to do here? Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Because I am my own I am my own motivator, like, in a sense. Yeah. I'm the one who's going to get the thing done or not get the thing done.
Yeah.
So, it's so funny. How about this so one, Mel? Yeah, how about this one? This is my favorite, right? What about when the kids are home from school, when they're sick, and when we're on school holidays, right? Oh. And we're doing the 9 to 3.
Yeah, a lot of us have set up our days that we do get work done, like business or work from home situation. We have things that we commit to get done to, like, in that time. And then obviously a kid's sick and then that time's just gone, and then you know, holidays come, that time's gone, but we're the ones still. It's a tricky one to talk about, because I feel like it's expected, but is, like, we're getting a bit curious about this, going, what is actually ours, and what are we thinking is put upon us, and what are we actually just putting upon ourselves? Yeah, I love.
And also, how do we make it okay to say yes? Like, yeah, this is so cool. So if, like, I know last week, like, sometimes when my kids are homesick, I can still do all the things that I need to do. I just got to make sure that they're eating lunch, that they're hydrated, you know, that they're comfortable
at the age they're at. Yes, yeah,
yeah, at the age they're at, so I can do the check in, right? Because they're primary school and high school. But last week, because this was the thing that came up for me last week, was that actually I did have a kid who actually did need some support. And then I got that whole torn thing, because I was like, I'm supposed to be working and I should be able to do both of these things. But actually in that moment, the choice for me was, for me was, this is my child. Like, I want to stay home. And that choice can be okay too. So there's constant choice juggling. What's the right thing to do? Like, we're mulling this over daily.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other thing that comes up in that space, it's like, yes, what's the right thing to do? And that mum guilt almost starts to sneak back in. But there's this other element, and this is a personal feel around it, that if we've got a partner that works outside of home and then we're doing the work at home, and it could be vice versa with either partner. But it's really interesting because it's almost expected that the person is at home anyway, so they're the one that becomes the person that either takes the day off work if they need to for the sick child, which is fascinating because I don't think it's really ever happened that, you know, my husband would take a day off to, if I'm home anyway.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's like, it's
Because
I'm trying to be very careful around how I say it. Because my husband listens to me. No, I'm only joking because he's really great. But it's interesting that it always falls onto the person, or most of the time falls onto the person that is at home anyway, even though they've still got a full schedule at home.
And I'm on a contract. So, and this might resonate with someone too. So I'm on a contract, which means that when I don't work, I don't get paid. So that's very different to then what my husband does.
Yeah.
So, but then at the same time, he also owns his own business. So that can be very tricky, flexible, but not flexible as well.
Yeah.
Depending on the staff, depending on the, so it is, it can be a really, you know, interesting conversation. But the more interesting conversation again is the, is us as women, as mums, valuing that and having that conversation.
Yeah.
Like actually bringing it up. So not just doing the thing because you're there, but actually going, you know what, I need to chat to you about how we do this. Yeah, how do we do school holidays? How do we do when the children are sick? Like we actually need to, know that, don't we?
That's actually the key. It's always about communication, isn't it? Being clear on what you're feeling and being able to talk it out with the people that it actually matters with. Yeah. And, it's just so interesting, this whole theme and topic, because after a while, if the conversations aren't had, resentment can start to peak its little head. And
it's huge.
That's never a fun emotion to experience.
It isn't.
So, the resentment
creates lots of disconnection, actually, resentment.
Absolutely.
It's like, I reckon it would be one of the greatest disconnectors in a relationship, to be honest.
Yeah, because it's quiet, it's silent, because it doesn't peak its head until it's built up to the point where it doesn't make sense anymore. Because it's like, you know, if you come out with your concerns to your partner, they're almost like, why didn't you say this sooner? Like, you know, it's almost that sort of surprise of, I don't even understand what you're upset about, because it's never upset you before. But it has. Exactly. It's just quietly built up.
To pain, right? To the point where it got painful, and then you were like, hang on a minute, I've got to do something about it. Let's not wait that long. Let's not wait that long. That's a good note to finish up on too. So I feel like this has got so much juice in it. I would actually really love to hear from our listeners about this 9 to 3 thing and like what's happening in their world and what they find is going on for them. Like what is like what's happening in that space for you? What sort of feelings do you have around this, around your interruptions in your day and how you manage them, how you commit to yourself without feeling the pain first, like getting to that painful stage. How are you riding this wave? I would love to hear that. We would love to hear that. So
we would love
Go to the show notes, jump into our Facebook group and come and have a conversation about it, because really, really, really it's fascinating stuff.
Very fascinating.
Amazing. I know we're going to always doing the pondering.
There's almost another podcast in this, so I'm thinking of things I want to say and thinking I'll keep this one short so we can do it in the next one.
100%. Thanks everyone, good to have you here again.
Thank you.
So until our next chat,
have fun noticing the possibilities as you grab your keys and go.
Come and have some fun with us. Subscribe to Grab Your Keys and Go podcast now, wherever you get your podcasts, and let's go from mess to yes.